Looking for an assist with your credit card, but you can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So asking guys sort of as they get ready for the draft, it's a weird time. You're leading into it. You're a top prospect. You're being drafted high, but it's not like you can sit out bowl games. You have to play, and you're reading all the clips. You're hearing people in your ears. What do you remember about that time leading up to it?
It was an interesting, crazy time. I think I was really lucky to have two summers on Cape Cod, so my second summer on Cape Cod, I went back to the Harwich Mariners, had a great coach, and Steve Englert, and it was just a really special experience to be up there kind of in that position. And then going back to school, junior year, a lot of friends that I was close with lived with, and a lot of family personal stuff going on. My dad had brain cancer at the time, and those guys were the ones that kind of got me through what was a really exciting and fun time in my baseball career, but a challenging time personally.
It's obviously a unique situation. When you talk about the impact the coaches had on you, what was that like specifically in terms of, like, is it, hey, baseball's a release from this? I don't know, but yeah. How were they impacting that respect?
Stevie Englert in Harwich was kind of the biggest influence on me through that time, just super, positive, making baseball fun, making an enjoyable experience for all the guys up there. Back at school at Cincinnati, it was a little different. I don't want to go too negative on the head coach there, but the teammates there were the ones that, those people close to me that I'm still friends with to this day were the ones that really, got me through that experience.
The day leak comes up, and you like I said, a lot of voices, internet's a thing. How did you approach it? I just talked to Austin Hedges. He said he had a whole camera crew at his house, and he wasn't drafted in the first round, right? So I don't know what it was like for you.
That was not my experience. Yeah. I was at home, didn't go to New York or anything. I was at home and didn't have a camera crew or anything in the house, just a TV set up with some family. Our college team wasn't very good, so I was done early, not regional, super regional, anything like that. So I did a couple workouts for different teams previously, and so the Cubs were one of them. My brother was actually living in Chicago at the time, so I got to go up and work out at Wrigley, and I kind of knew what some of the possible scenarios were, teams that I worked out for, and so when the Cubs came at 9 and that worked out, and just a pretty...
Did you think that, were you in the back of your mind, did you think, Cubs, they've showed enough interest, that's the right spot?
It was definitely a possibility. There's one team before that was a possibility, and then a couple teams after, but the Cubs at 9 were a possibility, and so when that time came up and got the phone call, all of the work that you put in, all of the hours that your family puts in. I think my brother was 6 years older and played college baseball. Mm-hmm. His experience, all the time my dad cage and hitting ground balls.
It all hits home.
Yeah, and when you when you're a kid and you're traveling around playing, grew up in Pittsburgh, so traveling to Ohio and Virginia and all the road trips and the times that my parents were working in the car and all that. It just it means so much, the people that put in all that time to help you get to that place, and so be able to share that with them was the coolest part.
Does it seem like a long time ago?
Yes, it does.
That's what everyone says.
It seems like a very long time ago, yeah. I mean, that was 2015, so it's...
But when you're drafted, also this is another part about it, when you're drafted and you're into professional baseball, we're like, all right, baseball.
Yeah.
You know, but then you realize, well, there's different waves, and I don't know if you've had many challenging, times in baseball up until you have to deal with a professional, but it's a lot different. There's a path, I guess.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different when it becomes a job. It's a lot different when it's every single day. In college, you think you're playing a lot of baseball, but it's definitely not the same. And a 56-game season, a 40-game or something, summer season, it's a lot different than going out there for 6-8 months in a row doing it. And so, you think you know what you're getting yourself into, but until you're actually a part of it, you don't.
Well, worked out.
Yeah. This has been an amazing experience. I've been so lucky to be drafted with the Cubs and still be here.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.